what's up, it's Tim. Just still thinking about the minimum wage debate right now. So, being a lifelong Democrat slash liberal, I've, you know, adhered to a lot of the liberal Democrat ideologies. And one of the ideologies that I was like stuck on was that people need to get more money, like more wages, to have better lives. So it makes common sense, because you're like, yeah, if you pay me more, I can get paid more and I can have a better life. Boom, problem solved. So everybody's like, you know, on the page of, yes, pay people more, they'll make more, less crime, more, better for the economy, blah, 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 blah. Now, I keep reading about this automation and technology and how the robots are taking over and how the machine is taking over. So, as a business owner, I'm not a business owner, but if a business owner was to say, we have to cut overhead and everything's leading towards technology and automation and everything else, you would, like, you don't think that it's already happening, but it is already happening. The machines are taking over. Like, look at the grocery stores and, like, a Walmart or any type of place that has, like, regular workers that can be replaced by computers. Now, if you got to pay people $15 an hour and you can invest a couple $100,000 into a machine and get your money back within, like, a year or two, what do you think they're going to do? So I just saw an article list like how to get ahead of the $15 an hour minimum wage. And basically they're saying, well, since technology's taken over and automation is reduces overhead, you need to start buying stuff that's going to help your business become more automated so that you don't have to pay people $15 an hour. Now, this is going to happen. Like, if the government pushes this $15 an hour minimum wage, businesses are going to counter it. And the government is not actually regulating the businesses to force them to keep a certain amount of people on staff, right? So you increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The companies say, all right, fuck that. We're not going to pay it. We're going to buy these machines. The machines are going to take over, and we're going to reduce our overhead. And the government's not saying, you know what, you guys can't do that because that defeats the purpose of increasing the minimum wage. The government's making this statement that, yes, let's increase minimum wage. And everybody's like, yes, 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 yes. This is why we love you. The Democrats are the best. But meanwhile, business owners are trying to like are saying, look, we're not paying this money. Fuck that. Especially when all this, you know, all this technology's out here. So I think the minimum wage argument is kind of like I think it's kind of bullshit, because if you're smart as a politician and you have a master's degree and you have all these, you're going to know that one side is going to say yes and the other side is going to say no. That's how it works in capitalism, right? We love capitalism, and capitalism is going to say, well, yeah, you can say what you want to say, but we're going to do it this way. So if we keep going down this avenue, eventually the capitalists are going to say, well, this is better for us, this is easier for us. Mind you, you got less headaches, less people to worry about. It's just plug it in and watch the money roll in. And there's not like any incentive for them to even keep people on, because you don't get like tax breaks whether or not you have a certain amount of employees on. So what's the point in having employees if you don't get any kind of incentive for it and you got to pay them more money? Now, I don't know the answer. Everybody should just start opening up their own businesses. Maybe they should go into like barter system again. I don't know the answer. But the question is going to be, how are we going to survive if everybody is going to, you know, go to the computers and say, well, we don't need people because we have the computers. And they're not teaching people how to build computers or create software. They're just saying, oh, we're just going to pay you guys this money and you don't have to worry about it because we'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll give you this. Not we'll teach you this, we'll give you this. And everybody's over here arguing about stimulus packages. People are getting murdered over stimulus packages, and we don't understand that we still haven't learned anything. The government's not helping us learn anything. we're still not self-sufficient as a group to actually say we don't need the government for anything. The government needs us. We still haven't learned that lesson that the government needs us. So as a business owner, like, you're contributing to the economy and you're contributing to employment, but the government is not really tripping about the employment part because they're saying, hey, we'll just make them pay you $15. And then they'll say, well, we just won't employ anybody. And then they'll say, okay, well, I guess we'll just have to give people money. And I don't think that's the right answer, because you're, it goes back to having people being dependent on the government for their well-being. And I think that's a fault. And I think as Black people or anybody who is an employee, you really have to start thinking about, like, if you don't have like a specialized skill, a marketable skill, and you just want to work for a living, then how are you going to survive?